Blog Talk Radio.
Unwell by Matchbox 20, released in 2003 on their album More Than You Think You Are. And I'd like to welcome everyone listening to a Team of Voices broadcast of Off the Rack. I'm your host, Raconteur. In case you're wondering, a Team of Voices is the name of our group on the allpoetry.com website, where you'll find the links to the poems that you'll hear on this podcast, and also be able to meet some of the amazing poets who are gracious enough to share their words. Feel free to join us on allpoetry.com. It's free to join. I hope you're ready, because now it's time to rack our brains discussing the things that drive us crazy and touch on how they make us think and feel.
Pee-wee? Where did that come from? Oh, gosh. Tonight, we're going to have some fun. I went a little nuts with the topic, I think. The idea of superpowers kind of is intriguing, but not the normal way that you think of comic books and X-ray vision and flying, but thinking more along the lines of that Hollywood moment that we're some of us are lucky enough to experience every once in a while. When you do something or say something and the other person has that you know, jaw-dropping reaction and your response is, that's my superpower. So, you know, tonight's everybody's chance to brag without bragging, because if we're asking you about it, then it's not really bragging. We're asking. So I'm here with Pretty Bird tonight. She's my eyes and ears and fingers and toes sometimes even. Oh, gosh. How you doing tonight, Pretty Bird?
I am doing well. Hello, hello. And we have the studio's getting full pretty quick. There's a lot of people on the line.
Yeah, well, shuffle them in. No need to stand on formalities.
Well, we have Wayne. Say hello.
Hello. How you doing, Pretty Birdie? I love your voice. I missed your voice.
Thank you. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We have the dynamic duo with us tonight.
Hello.
Hello, Stephen and Kay.
I miss your voice, Wayne.
And we have the illustrious Sweet Pea.
No way.
Hello.
And she's not on mute. I don't believe it.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
I should have known you were on the line when I heard the dog barking.
I know.
Oh, who remembers that cartoon from, what was it, the 60s, Underdog?
I love that cartoon.
Dog. So, what's going on over in Poetic Slice World, Stephen? Okay.
Not much.
Well, you want to know the shows already?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, same old, same old.
Yeah.
Got the cabbage rolls all in the crock pot, ready to be turned on tomorrow, and deliciousness.
Yeah.
Well, you had off stuff. There's no delicious ribs to be had.
Yeah.
The little details that slip into our lives that, for whatever reason, float to the top of our brains. Oh, I don't know why that's what I thought of. You know, it's just, oh, Stephen was off. He went to no ribs. I don't know. See, I'm off every day, so I don't have ribs either. At least not on the grill. I have ribs, but, you know, that would be an odd superpower. No, man.
No, because your ribs will end up on the grill.
I hear tell that it's a sweet meat.
Sweet pea, is it, are ribs sweet?
Well, it depends on what part of the country you're getting from. Kansas has a more sweet barbecue, but Texas is more, you know, spicy. St. Louis has more of a vinegar. So it all depends on where you're looking to get the barbecue.
Yeah. One of these days, do a barbecue tour. That'd be fun.
Mm, done one. Awesome.
I am down for any kind of food tour, just as long as I don't have to drive.
Okay, so you clean the car.
I'm good with that.
Hey, Rack, me and you, men versus food. Let's do it.
Oh, how big is that stupid steak that they do in Texas, Wayne? They got one of those, if you could eat it, you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, I think about 128 ounces or something. And no, I don't think anybody's eating it. About one person's going to eat it. Man against food. That's a great show.
The Texan. Oh, yeah, it's a great place.
I forget which guy it was. They were interviewing him on one of the food channels, and the motto for the place was, you know, worst barbecue in Texas. And someone drove up and asked him with a straight face if it was true, and he just deadpanned yes, and they left.
Well, I would too.
With an advertising. There you go. And I guess honesty was his superpower. So
just at least try it.
Are you okay with time, CP?
Since I haven't finished this poem, I'm really good with time.
Oh, good. Okay. There's a rumor that Sky's supposed to show up.
Oh, she's on the board. She says she's running a little bit late.
I'm not gonna believe it until she shows up. It's still a rumor until she shows up. I'm sorry. Even with Stephen and Kate breaking, I still think she's not gonna show up. But we'll see. We'll see.
Have
she did contribute. She did drop a poem. So. Oh, have faith. Oh, that must be your superpower. No, that's definitely not your superpower. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, my goodness.
With Zawa. Oh, God, yeah. Faith, there's another interesting topic that you... Oh, man. All right. I guess, I don't know. What do you think, Stephen? You guys had on the Man Cave, I think you had a more superhero-type superpower show. What do you think of when you think of, like, superpowers?
Well, automatically I go to, Superman, but if you're talking about, like regular superpowers, then you start thinking of, like, the adrenaline rush, like the mothers who's able to lift her car up off her kid or something like that, that kind of thing will run through my head, too.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting.
I was thinking of Viagra.
Wayne, every single time.
The Uber of the medicine world that gives everybody a lift.
Everybody.
Only if it's wanted.
No, unfortunately, even if it's not wanted, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Not from the man's side, from the woman's side, I think of those the gold diggers that they marry the old man, waiting for him to die, thinking that they're not going to have to deal with it. And then what is Pfizer? Was it Pfizer? Who makes that stupid little blue pill?
I think so. Yeah.
They come out with that pill, and then all of a sudden, all the gold diggers' dreams go away, and they have to deal with the stale coffee breath, and wrinkled old bones that feel like they're gonna like a bucket of fried chicken.
If somebody can take a pill and have the body do what the body does, to each his own. More power to you. If you got it, go for it. It's that whole pump idea that I'm all like, oh no. That is not where my mind goes when I think inflatable.
I can only imagine how they what kind of failsafe they have to stop that from overinflating. Can you imagine showing up in the ER with a flat, Stephen? Oh my God!
Oh man,
my tire blew.
OMG!
Hey, I think it happened.
Well, if it blows and you don't have a problem, it's when it doesn't blow that there's an issue.
I was hoping someone would go there.
And we have Hatter on the line. Hey, Hatter, how you doing?
Hey, Miss Hatter.
I'm okay. How's everybody?
Good.
Missing you, dude. How are you?
A little hot. Cooling off.
Rumor has it you're real hot, but no, I can't speak to that.
Yeah, right.
I kind of got a little bit of the idea for tonight from you guys when you were talking about superpowers, but in a different way. And I know I mentioned this a couple of times already, so the people out in the audience are probably getting tired of hearing me say, you know, superpowers, but not the kind of superheroes, you know. Anyway, I for whatever reason, you know, I think of the real life version of that, you know, the way some people are proud of something that they can do, and then someone else is you know, it gives people people that they interact with sometimes it impresses them. It's not something that, like, you know, everyone's always going on about Pretty Bird's voice. You know, you could say that that's her superpower. So everyone gets a chance to brag tonight.
I don't know if I would use that power for good or evil, but I wish it helped on some kind of mystic property.
Sure makes me stand up.
Oh, my goodness. And so my mom had, like, the best superpower ever, and I did not inherit it, and I really wish I did. My mother was the queen of telling somebody off. She would tell everybody off because she had no patience like me. I inherited that much anyway. But she would tell everybody off, smile, and it was the nicest thing ever, and they wouldn't know till they got home and thought about it. They would think it's a compliment till they go home. They're like, oh, dang, you know? And she's just like, all right, y'all have a good day. And I'm just like, you just told them basically to bite you. And she's like, yeah, I know, but they don't. They'll get it soon enough. So, I would love to have that superpower. I am not that delicate. What was that?
I read that
something associated with the Irish, that they could tell you, you know, to go to hell, and you'd go there enjoying with a smile on your face and enjoy the trip. You know. that's what that makes me think of. You know, and you know, the gift of gab is definitely some people's superpowers. You know, they wouldn't be a lot of there's probably quite a few politicians wouldn't be where they are today if they couldn't talk their way out of something or into something, depending on which era we're talking about, if it's Clinton or Bush.
That only works in front of a camera. Got to be in front of a camera for that.
Yeah. Did you bring that?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. I was hoping you were going to show up tonight. I haven't seen you in a while. I called you guys on Saturday for a while. I sat on hold, and then I got tired, and I had to hang up. But not Saturday. Monday. Monday. You had taken over for Deb.
Yeah,
and I
called we were.
It was a weird time.
Yeah, we were filling in. We were just doing open. We didn't have our priorities down. Who was watching the door? Sorry about that.
All good.
Don't apologize. I could have wrote on the board knock knock or something stupid if I really was going
to
be annoying.
It didn't matter,
but,
to be honest with you, because the studio was dropping people left and right. I called like 5 times and got dropped like every other time. So it was crazy.
Well, that's what you think. You think.
Oh, no, you're just hanging up on me. Thanks. Now I know the truth.
Now that you know who's realized the finger was on the button.
thanks, Adam. Now I know.
I would never. You know that.
I know.
Oh, Hatter would drop you just so he has an excuse to catch you. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, look at it causes chaos and then comes in and saves everybody and they think I'm a hero. I'm the one that caused the whole damn thing.
that was a movie a long time ago. A Hero Ain't Nothing But a Sandwich, or a book. Maybe it was just a book and not a movie. Anyway, stupid trivia.
I like the sandwich.
Yeah, right? Well, it depends on if it's a Blimpy or a Firehouse Sub or anyway.
A movie just because of the title? Just because of the title?
Behind the Green Door? No, that doesn't count. Anyway, no. I guess we're here from poetry. Does anyone want to go first, or should we just pull a name out of the hat?
I can do it. I'll do it.
All right. Can we put pad it up on the board?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I got it. You're right, Patter.
Okay, now I'm going to make my apologies now because I didn't even edit this. I just slammed it down, walked away. So
don't worry about it.
I have to, well, just so I can get it. Okay. Called Who Am I? Okay, I'm sort of that guy. I am the one that will challenge you for a dollar no more will I take from you. Lessons learned by knowing me. There's a test later to impress me. What's the number that equals to that's equal to or where you find Timbuktu? If I leave California at 3:30, you leave Las Vegas right after me. When will I cross the road you're on, and what's the words in the 70s song? By the time it takes to know me well, you'll be much smarter and easy to tell. So put your dollar on the table and answer me this if you're able. The numbers in my birthday year will be my age. When my birthday nears, how old will I be and on what day?
Oh, I ain't that guy.
Wait a minute, I didn't edit it. That was the wrong one. I am the age as the year I was born. How old am I? The numbers, this one, what is it? The numbers in my birthday year will be my age when my birthday nears. This is it. How old will I be and on what day? Yeah, forget that last one.
Oh.
The term for
editing is definitely not your superpower.
All right. No, it happened to me. One day, my birthday was coming up. And I realized I'm going to be that old on
that,
my birthday.
That age,
this,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same age that I was born, or the same year I was born, the number of the year I was born. It doesn't always happen, I don't think.
No, well, I mean, I guess at some point, I don't know. There's a lot of math and a lot of twisting involved in this. Usually I like riddles, but this one's... You got me. I mean, I love the rhyme to it, and I love that it's an actual, you know, math problem. But I kind of need a pen and paper to try and work that out and follow through, because there's a couple of loopholes that I see. But I know you gave enough hints to be able to give an answer. But you know, yeah, I owe you. I definitely owe you a dollar.
Okay, 1961.
It's called 1961.
That's not a bad guess. Age equals to the born. Let's see. It's called a Bedian birthday, after the man who first raised the issue. It's the happy birthday to all like me are 57 this year, and were born in 1957. That actually was the date.
57.
Oh, 60, cool.
1960 was 60 years ago. 1960 was 61 years ago.
Yeah, it's. I was
60. You're 63.
Yeah, there's an equation to it, and it's a little. I'll have to look it up. Because I remember it happened to me, and I didn't write it down. I'm 2 years old.
Not mathematics. My mathematics is going to be 61.
See, the thing I love about math can be magical. There's a lot of magic tricks based on math, and you know, you really don't have to do anything but understand the formula for it. There's like, you know, some tricks where you count the number of cards that you turn,
right,
and you know, formulas to, you know, okay, the third one in this row is going to be the card that the person picked if you do this certain thing a certain number of times, and it does appear random, but the beauty of the math is that there's no escaping it, that there's no way around that the formula that you're talking about. It's just that's how it works,
right,
out. There's a couple of tricks.
61
like that
years ago, 61 years ago was 1961. 61 years ago was 1961.
I think it's got to be an odd number, too, if I remember right. you got to be born on an odd number, and it doesn't always happen. And I thought I had it said right, but no, that's not right. So forget I even read this thing.
All right, you got mathematics already.
Well, that's yeah, just, you know.
So who am I?
But little,
yeah, so who am I?
The Riddler.
That guy. That guy.
Who said that?
Power.
50 points to Gryffindor.
Can I quote?
Who said
Riddler?
I did.
You see, okay. You see that? Your superpower must be fading. I didn't recognize your own voice. The voice that I'm claiming is a superpower, and I'm not recognizing it.
I'm fading away. I'm fading. An invisible man.
Come back. Mr. Steven, what do you think of his head for figures?
Well, I quoted the movie Johnny Dangerously in my comments. That's a Fargan trick question.
Yeah, who's buried in Grant's tomb? What the hell?
Nope.
Do you have any teachers do that?
Yeah. Or the other joke about, you know, a plane crashes on the border between the United States and Canada. There were 99 people on the plane. Where do you bury the survivors?
You don't bury them.
They're all dead.
You don't bury survivors.
Wait, survivors.
Yeah, you don't bury survivors. They're all dead.
That's a trick question, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fucking trick question, yes. Yes, it's all about the semantics.
I bury them. I bury several survivors.
Well, there's always the question, if you're an American, you're flying to France, and you go into the bathroom, what are you?
European.
European, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. See, and that makes up for reading it. Thank you for that, Hattie. And on that note, let me get you at least one more comment. Sweet Pea, can you say something for Hatter on his convoluted math riddle?
Non-editing. You
know, Hatter's not convoluted. Hatter is just a math.
The riddle was convoluted. Hatter's not convoluted at all.
No, nothing is convoluted. Hatter is the Mad Hatter, and anything and everything makes sense in the land. You know, Wonderland makes sense. Everything is backwards. Everything is TikTok. Everything is upside down. So if you don't understand understand the Mad Hatter, you don't understand it. Everything is perfectly fine. Whatever age he chooses to be, whether it's 4 or 444, birthday age, whatever number he chooses to make it to be, because there's no time in Wonderland. And I appreciate your call, because Hatter is Hatter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Hatter.
You want to try and top that comment, Pretty Bird?
All I know is that you started reading, and I was like, ooh, it's a riddle, and then it broke my brain a little bit because I am not a person to know that. But I absolutely loved it, and it put a big old smile on my face because it was all whimsy and fabulous. So, you know, mathematically correct or not, I that's not the point.
Yeah, I shouldn't have tried to explain it. I should have just left it there. I mean, yeah, good thing.
Sweet Pea's explanation stands. So that's your superpower is being misunderstood.
I am misunderstood.
Maybe did you say that it was a Bedouinian birthday? Is that the word you used from the Bedouin?
I think it was Bedian, B-E-D-D-I-A-N, something like that. I can look it up again.
I'll look it up on my own.
Okay,
afterwards.
Okay.
I just, I thought you said bedwinning. That's.
In birthdays.
Yeah, like kryptonite.
That's it.
Well, I will tell you.
Oh, that's
better.
Oh,
had a very big birthday, though. My birthday.
How many?
Get that out.
You cut out a little bit there, so you repeat that?
My birthday.
Okay, I know what it is. It's the year of my birthday, and the age I will be adds up to the year it is today. How old it was. That's the, what it is. Take your year, your birthday, add the same, you'll be the same year as the year you did that. Okay, so if I'm 57, 2014, I was 57.
Awesome.
Wow. Old, huh? Didn't mean to shock you all.
Old as dirt.
No. Dirt's a little older.
How many SoundClouds do you have tonight,
he's
pretty
a baby.
That's the age the federal government gave me in this Federal Protection Day program.
Well, we have Kay on the phone, so if she's reading, we don't have her SoundCloud, but it's in there if she wants to play it. And then we have Sky when she calls.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Hatter. Always love your company. Okay, you want to go next, or you want to read it or play it, or put Steven under the bus first?
Oh, no, I'll just read mine, because I originally added SoundCloud because I wasn't sure if I was going to call or not, but I'm here.
Yes,
indeed.
Yay.
And you are on the board, darling.
I love seeing you. I have a lot of rights I felt fit. Anybody who really knows me knows that, and it'll depend on who you talk to, some will see me as cold, some will see me as heartless. Some will see me as being very quiet and reserved. But at the end of the day, for the people that see me that way, it's because I feel respect is not given to me in the proper way that it should be. So I feel that a woman should be talked to with respect in a kind way. And I learned that after being raised by abusive parents and being in a lot of abusive relationships, where if you get to know me, I am the most silliest and weirdest person around, because at home I do a lot of weird stuff that nobody else would see except for Steven, and he embraces it and understands.
I do.
You do, yes. So I felt this one fit very well, and I call this one Growing Old as an Option. Where the sidewalk ends is up to you. Magic is all around if you choose to see. Peppermint sensations of love equate to ramblings of the inner child alive. You see, even asphalt flowers have beauty. Some can't see past the ugly to find the fundamentals. Realms of sparkle that brighten the day, mixed in of shuples that can't be avoided, are the imagination of the child that refused to die despite the ugliness of life. If you can't find the magic of simplicity, then at the end of the sidewalk, you won't understand the cuteness of a day. As Queen Victoria wants to be a radio star nightly, while on a couch, sleeping as a ginger sweetie, I call my teddy bear that likes to breathe in my ear to wake me up. Understand the color of sparkles that brightens your day. Above all else, be weird and unique, as at the end of the sidewalk, you lose sight and jaded views if you stop embracing the child within. And poem.
I'm glad you brought this, because I got a stupid grin on my face. Do you know there's a dice game called Sparkle?
Absolutely.
No.
I've got it on my phone and I play it incessantly. It's not Yahtzee. It's different. It's got it's one of the most addictive dice games I've ever played. That you used it in a poem. I mean, you captured the inner child in this, and you know, I've been accused of being the same child, so this is infinitely relatable to me as well. And, you know, you talk about the queen being a radio star and things like that. So I love the idea of style and stuff, that being a kind of superpower, because, you know, to me it definitely is, in the sense of, you know, you're not knuckling under society, you know, telling you to grow up or be, you know, something that you're not. You're going to be who you are and, you know, and ignore everything else. I can appreciate this very much. And the game, actually, it's called Ofarkle, but, you know, if you're going to go look for it, but it's out there. It's a ton of fun. It really is. Let me get you a couple of comments on your beautiful poem. Let's start with Wayne. What'd you think of this?
I just got back from getting me a beer, but first time I heard this, I said, "This is fantastic. You're talking about me, weird and unique." So I said, "Keep your childlike thoughts and dreams. That's what you got to do in life." And wonderful poem. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Awesome. And Sweet Pea, can you give Kay a comment, please?
Well, you know, I love this poem. It's whimsical and it's funny, and I love, you know, I love the word sparkles, just FYI. And I love the character she has in it. I agree completely with one of your cats, if I'm right. and the fact she wants to be a radio star, I love that. And she was also one of your cats, if I'm correct. I don't remember, but I believe so. And all the sympathy and all the love and all of that. I love the wordage, like sparkles, and that you have the imagination of a child, because that's what we all need. Because if we forget to have that magic, and I love that you bring that back, and you think about that, and you're silly and you're wonderful, and I can see that in you. I've seen it in some of your really great, outrageous poems where, you know, even I've asked you, okay, that's great, but I'm sure it's just about the lust. Because, you know, there are little things that you sprinkle into your poems that, you know, people that really kind of get your little edge of humor and stuff, and you're like, oh, okay, I see what you're saying there. I don't care how you dress that up. And I really like that about you, and I think this is embraces that part of you, and I really have always enjoyed that. So bravo to you again. With your sparkles and your sprinkles and your radio star and all of those things. I love it.
Thank you.
Sweetie's such a child, her teeth haven't even come in yet. did that a drop?
Not her.
No, had it there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hatter, can you comment for Kay?
Yeah. Sparkle, that's just Yahtzee, isn't it? Like Yahtzee, is that what you said?
It's different. It's got its own set of rules that involve, like, the one and the five being worth something, triples are worth something, two sets of triples are worth even more, five of a kind and six of a kind, and it's a little involved. But it's a gambling game. It's very interesting.
Okay, the I do like Kate. I'm one that notices the dandelion that bloomed overnight and will be in between the cracks of the sidewalks and probably has a fleeting amount of time before somebody's going to, you know, it's going to be trampled. I mean, it's sort of a morbid way, but I'm the one that goes over there and tries to either protect it, find a way of keeping it alive, or picking it and taking it with me. But it stops me. I like that when you see asphalt flowers. I don't know if that's what you meant by that. That's what I got from it.
Thank you.
It's in, with the shuples. Shuples. I don't know what shuples are.
Shuples is cat crap, and Farkle is sparkle for me.
Okay. Okay. I knew it was good when I heard Stephen laughing. He called you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you picked a good word to ask about.
I think Yeah, I like the way your whole thought through this was put a smile on my face right off the bat. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you.
And Wayne, can you comment, Kay?
Wayne commented already.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm a shoople. No, there's also Stephen. Thank you.
Ah, this is true.
I keep count like how to keep.
I'm coming in.
You're all right, you're a pupil.
What did you say Farkle was again?
For
me? Yeah.
It's the heart of the sparkles.
For me, Farkle means sparkle.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's kind of, okay, because words and games and whatever. I love the game, Farkle,
yeah.
I do. But Farkle is like when you laugh so hard, you fart. And it's also an interesting word for a tricked out motorcycle. So, you know, I love that it equates to sparkles because that's probably the best definition out there because I'm all about, you know, twinkly glitter things. You know, I'm a bird after all. I like the shiny, sparkly things. But I kind of really, really, really dig this. It's all inception, and you know you're going to get to where you're going, but the ride can be lovely or the ride can be, you know, about as miserable as what you choose to focus on. And so I really kind of loved the message in this, and that you fight to hold on to a bit of that innocence and whimsy in how you look at things, because for most of us, you know, it's puberty hits and most of that whimsy is gone anyway. There is no innocence once the hormones take over your body. But some of us make it through with a touch of that, and it's a beautiful thing to behold. So I really enjoyed that this was very much that for me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll give Stephen the last comment.
Well, yeah, I like this a lot, hon. I remember this one when you wrote it, and of course, I told you in my comment that I like how you include how silly we are together, including the words that we made up on our own. and I like how you made Victoria into this, as she is our third DJ every now and then. She likes to speak and let everybody know out there that she's here.
Mm-hmm.
When Hatter started talking about that dandelion in the sidewalk, I went to Joe versus the Volcano because remember that scene
that's the opening, that's exactly what I was doing to it. Exactly, good job.
I imagine walking in front of Hatter's house and seeing a bunch of overturned Dixie cups on top of flowers so that they don't get trampled.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I put in the comment on Kay's. I put in comments on Kay's that I didn't share, but I even built a little detour thing around one of it was actually a dandelion because it was in a precarious place, but I'm sure it would have been trampled. But so I took the things that were on the sidewalk. It wasn't a downtown city sidewalk, but. And it made a little detour, so it was sort of safe in there. The next day, it was still there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Saving lives. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Steve.
I was done. I was just going to, you know, finish with my usual, but this is an awesome ride, hon.
Thank you.
That slobbering sound is Stephen kissing Kay on the cheek. All right. I guess. Well, Stephen usually follows Kay, or Kay usually follows Stephen. So, If you don't mind, I guess we'll put you up next, Stephen.
Sure.
And you are on the board.
All right, and I do apologize for anybody who's heard this already. But one of my superpowers, I think, is because I love cooking, is cooking. So, and the one meal that I cook every day is breakfast, so I call this Bathrobe Man. It goes like this. During the night, a mild-mannered sleeper, cuddled with wife and cat, asleep of the deeper. But when the morning comes, he stumbles from the room, looking like Madman Mars, with a scowl filled with doom. The magic potion percolates, and when he drinks it down, he becomes Bathrobe Man, able to make breakfast in a bound. Flipping eggs with either wrist, hash browns and sausage in the oven, bacon gets the microwave, yet a breakfast made with lovin'. Bread does hit the toaster as V8 is guzzled down. The vitamin C pumps him up. Super Belch makes waking sound. Scrambled eggs for wifey, all mixed up with cheese. Sunny side up is what he likes. Dipping toast in yolk does please. But then does come his kryptonite, the place that most call work. Saps his super energy away from dealing with all the jerks. End bump.
Oh,
who else can smell the bacon? Can smell the sausage right now.
Well, you know, bacon makes it better. I really like this. You know, I'm sure, you know, everyone had their own experience growing up, you know, underwear man, this man, that man. It's interesting to see, you know, that you came up with Bathrobe Man. You know, that's a little more benign than some of the other ones. And it's just it's a cool visual, too. And, you know, obviously it fits. You know, you wake up in the morning. Well, I shouldn't say obviously. Some people don't bother with the damn bathrobe, but, you know, it makes its point. You know, that's like your cape. I love that you included, you know, all the breakfast items and the toast and the way that the eggs are made and everything else and the V8 and the orange juice. This was just a well-told story and just, you know, delicious. I hope it's, well, I shouldn't say low carb, and I guess that depends on what kind of a toast you made. Hopefully it's whole wheat toast. Sweet Pea, your thoughts on breakfast?
Sweet Pea muted.
Sweet Pea, won't you be
She's
my
chewing
deal.
On the bacon.
No, I was muted, but I was thinking about breakfast, but I want to make sure that bathrobe is nice and tight because I don't need to get any kind of bakery. And I also want to make sure I don't get blinded by anything that isn't tied up nice and tight because there's breakfast and then there's things I don't want to see at breakfast. But besides that, the poem is fabulous and I really enjoyed it. And I'm really glad Kay gets breakfast from Bathroom Man and enjoys herself, and I really hope that it's wide open for her.
Thank you, Susan.
I think
I'm talking about bathrobe being open.
I subscribe to the Richard Denny.
Yeah.
He used to close his stand-up comedy by saying, never fry bacon when you're naked.
Yeah, but I'm in here, and I know it.
Never fry bacon when you're naked. It's good advice.
The grease, snap, crackle, pop. Hatter, what are your thoughts on breakfast?
Oh, I remember this one. This was to the superpowers or your superhero night that I had. Yeah, Bathrobe Mad. I can smell the sausage just by looking at that picture. It was very. I remember that night. I found it weird that some of the things. I was Sock Man, you were Bathrobe Man, and somebody else was AP was some other weird thing. Nobody took the, Superman or anything like that. But
Captain,
I like the way you have the powers as long as until you're made to do it. Then you have to do it. Then you lose your powers dealing with the jerks.
Yep.
Hey, you know, I learned, don't piss off the freaking person making your food. How stupid are you to piss? God. Don't send it back. Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Send it back.
Hey, Wayne, you got egg McMuffins in your future?
Yes, yes. I'm ready. I'm hungry now. Breakfast is where it's at. Fry on, brother. You're my hero. And the yolk's on you. Hee hee. Great job with the poem.
Thanks, Wayne.
I love how you crack yourself up. That's too cute.
I think he's missing home fries, though. What do you think, Bert?
I'm good with the hash browns in the oven. I got a big kick out of your morning belching wake-up calls because, you know, there you go. You know, if for some reason I got an image of, you know, Tarzan or but, you know, belchy. And there are worse ways to be waking up with the smell of bacon and a siren of sorts. But I love this. I love this because I absolutely hear this in the voice that used to narrate Superman. And, you know, is it a plane? You know, it's I absolutely love that. And so it felt like the introduction to, like, the best, like, everyday superhero, and it was awesome. And I absolutely will vouch that cooking breakfast or anything else, you know, what is definitely a superpower. And my, you know, if I don't have to do it, it's super to me.
Look at the size of that sausage.
Awesome, Steven. All right. Who wants to go next? Wayne, you want to do yours next?
Might as well. Can't dance. I just wrote this about an hour or so ago. I didn't know really how to do this, but I wrote mine. I called it "Look Up in the Sky." It's and here's where it goes. As a young lad, okay, I decided I would do it. The things I agreed to took grit. I knew I had to be able to do a lot. Many times a headache is all I got. Being from a poor family, it was hard. Most time all I had was my card. I wanted a restaurant and ended up with two. Never paid a penny for either. That's true. I wanted some property. Sounded nice. Found someone to give me some twice. I saw a house on a hill. It was falling down. Said it couldn't be fixed. Then I came around. I always told a story about moving a mountain. I was eating soup when I told a friend I can. I told him I'd go to town and get supplies. He said, "What are you going to do?" I looked in his eyes. I said, "I'm going to start moving this mountain with a spoon, and I hope you get back from town soon." And now I wear a cape with S on my shirt and a glove on hand, and everywhere I go, I hear, "Look up in the sky, it's Super Can." Ian?
It's a Super Can, man. Can.
Wow. This is cool, Wayne. Before you even read this, I was saying, you know, you had an S on your shirt when you called in. I don't know if you heard. This is awesome. Oh, man. I don't know if I was in the middle of, you know, doing a project, though, if I'd let someone go to town to get the supplies without me. I'd be like, you know, he ain't coming back.
Yeah, I can move a mountain with a spoon if I have to.
That's awesome. I really like this, Wayne. What'd you think?
I thought he was going to go the Archimedes way, you know, give me a big enough lever and I'll move the mountains. Get the lever.
No, I did hard way.
Yeah, he's not that cerebral, apparently.
Well, as I said, did it with a spoon. Yeah, there's a lot of metaphor quality stand-ups you could have went on that. The spoon. Yeah, there's all sorts of different ways. Good job.
If there are any fans of the Tick out there, spoon. If you know what I was talking about, this is a ridiculous TV show, but yeah, If you've seen the series, it would make sense. Kay, how's your silverware? Has it been dipped in dirt?
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds dirty.
Sure. It's in bed.
Well, he's moving a mountain with a spoon, so.
Oh.
I'm wondering if Kay's silverware has touched the earth.
Have you moved
has
mountains?
Steven...
Have I moved mountains? I think I have moved mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But I find more and more that I do it better alone. And that being on my own is probably for the best. yeah.
No,
I don't know what more to say, but I would say as far as to Wayne's poem, I think, as I said, as with anything in life, one's journey is theirs, and theirs alone as to how they achieve it. It may not be on target as to how others do it, but it is theirs in any event.
That'd make you a voodoo child.
Well, thank you. That's nice comment.
If
you
read my end,
you ought to read my end. My end says, somebody told me I couldn't write poetry, and I figured, I can't do everything.
All right, Steven, time to confess. What have you done with Kay's silverware?
Oh, man. I ain't saying nothing with that. That spoon.
Moved about.
Steven?
Moved the mountain.
You moved the mountain.
I used the soup spoon to plant my tomato plants. Yeah. As for the poem, I did say that, you know, it is always best to have that can-do attitude. And then it made me think of, was it the movie Oklahoma? I mean, the musical? Can-do, this guy says the horse can do. I don't remember which one that's from, but you put that song in my head. You know, a positive outlook can really help you get through each day and every task. This is an excellent right, Wayne?
I'm not going to forgive you for singing that. I'm not going to forgive you for singing that, Stephen. Out. Sweepy, what'd you think of Wayne's poem? After you're done giving Amadeus the table scraps?
Well, Amadeus, I didn't give table scraps. I like that he decided to do this as a young lad, you know, very young lad. Saw a house on a hill that was falling down, said it couldn't be fixed, and I came around. He's always handy, aren't you, babe? He's always so freaking handy.
Helpful.
I now wear a cape and have my shirt with a glove on hand. Everywhere I go, I hear
he's a crack-a-lack and sweet.
Her superpower is imitating Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah, I guess so. I have to say, a very certain place in the room, otherwise everything goes. But yeah, I think you're super no matter what. And if you got to eat soup or you got to eat raviolis or, well, it's just not dog food because that makes me sick to my stomach. But you can move a mountain with a spoon. You can move me around with a spoon. And I love your poem and I love you.
Thank you. You got to watch this spoon. It goes like this. Could be a spoon for dollars.
All right, pretty bird, you
caller.
Get the
color. I believe we have Sky on the line.
No.
I made it. I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to fall asleep on us.
Oh, I might soon, but I promised I would call, so I fulfilled my promises.
Yay.
So, Wayne, first of all, I absolutely love, look up in the sky, it's Super Can. And that is about as Wayne as I've ever could think of a superhero. Because in the face of all kinds of frustration and all kinds of trials and tribulations, you always smile. You're always like, well, that happened. Now I'm fixing everything, or I'm going on like this, or all I can do is smile, because, you know, you can't change, you know, what's done is done. All you can do is control how you choose to let that affect you, and you smile through everything. And I absolutely love the positivity in this, because this is absolutely you, and I love that. It's just awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Got a smile. Yes,
absolutely.
Turns.
And we have AP on the line as well.
AP,
man.
Hello.
Hello, pretty bird. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Here on my lunch break as normal. No, I'm good. Thank you.
The Wizard of Oz himself. How you doing tonight, AP?
Yeah, good, Rep. How are you? Quieter work this week, thank God. Mostly couldn't be a bit busier work than last week, so I'm very pleased. So, thank you. Yeah, good.
I'm doing super, thank you.
Excellent.
You're just in time to hear a song by Sky.
Yeah,
well, if AP is on, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt or be forward, but if AP is on break, I can certainly wait till after AP. Yeah.
Hey, AP, are you pressed?
I am a little pressed, but if you've got
there's no problem with that. We could put you up next.
Okay,
did you bring
cool.
goodies?
Righto. Well, I've got it on the board right now. So
there it is.
I've even entitled the poem the title of your show, Rack. You know, so. This is What is Your Superpower? A reverse quatern. And it goes a little bit like this. Always been an admirer of those who are both clever or funny. Still it's hard to stay morose if your gift is to make money. And things will look far more sunny when a bank account find is full. If your gift is to make money, there are many more levers one can pull. And so help out on all these boards if your gift is to make money. Balance to a purpose accords, people as bees join in honey. If your gift is to make money, of hope ascends, not descends. In case it all ends in a dunny, and you will always need friends. And poem.
Oh, I love this. That's yeah. Oh, this brings to mind so many different thoughts about what you can buy with money, you know, one better than the other, but the laughing outlook. I really really appreciate this, you know. I think of a lot of the comedians and the way that they live their lives and things like that. And, you know, part of the, you know, are they comedians because they want to be funny, or they do it for the money, you know, and or is that just, you know, a happy
yeah.
side effect? You know, definitely makes me think
yeah.
of something like
yeah.
that. And that other adage that my father was very fond of, you know, if you do something that you like to do, you're never going to work a day in your life. So, you know, there's that as well. If you could get paid to make people laugh, then, you know, I love when some of the comedians come out and they make jokes about, you know, you know, I work an hour a day, you know, that kind of thing. I just got up an
yeah.
hour ago
yeah.
and, you know, they show
yes.
up and they get their drinks and then they get paid for that and then they go home.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So,
yeah.
And I did include, Rack, a copy of all of our banknotes there. And the reason I did that, for those people who can see the banknotes, is if you look in the top right corner, or the top left corner,
uh-huh.
you'll find the little indentations in the banknotes because they're plastic polymer. And so if you cannot see, you can actually press the top right corner of the banknote to work out if there's five little dots, which is $100, four little dots for $50, three for $20, et cetera. And so you can actually work out what note you've got by the little dots that are on the imprinted into the notes. Just bigger.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's real cool. Although, you know, in my head now, I'm thinking of the counterfeiters trying to put extra dots and things. You know, that's the story.
Of course.
Yes. Although these are clear.
I'm sure there's measures.
And they've got a hologram.
Yeah, I'm sure there's measures. Well, if you can't see to begin with, the hologram isn't going to do any good. You know, you're relying on the dots.
True.
That
I know,
kind of
realize. No.
You just shortchanged the blind man.
Yeah, you've only got the dots.
I mean,
you don't have the hologram in the picture. Anyway, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are anti-counterfeiting measures to stop them from doing stuff like that. But just, you know, what was the Catch Me If You Can? Was that the one? No.
Yes,
that was all about the money and the counterfeiting. Yeah, I love that movie because of all the facts that it rolled into. This kind of made me think of that
cool.
too when you talked about the dots and in the money. Was that the word that you used near the end? That there was one word that I.
Dunny, an Australian term for toilet.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Colloquial.
Beautiful. Let me get you a couple of comments.
Right in terms of them. There you go.
Thank you. Oh man, the bills are not the kind of paper I want to use in the dunny though. Hatter, can you comment for AP, please?
Yeah. What's a dunny?
It's an Australian toilet.
Hatter. Get into the toilet.
Here.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's an Australian toilet.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. the gift to make money. That's what the gift is, to make money. Balance to a purpose, of course. People as bees join in the honey. A little bit of socialistic thought.
A little bit there, Hatter. Yeah, I keep them in track. But
clever.
Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah, a little clever. It is a gift. You have the gift. Yeah.
You live high on the hog, I guess. Stephen, can you comment for AP?
No relative.
Oh, Stephen might have gone.
Stephen?
I think he was talking about disappearing.
Did we lose Stephen?
We lost them both.
Wayne, can you comment for AP? Wayne.
Yes, I can comment.
Wayne.
Making money is easy, but holding on to it's the hard part. I've gotten rich many times as I've gotten poor. And I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love, only sex. And money's a gas. Yeah, I like the poem a whole lot. It's a great poem, and it's very true. So but I don't care too much for money. Great job, AP.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
And Sweet Pea, can you comment for AP, please?
Oh, well, you know, can money bring you happiness? Well, of course it can. And, you know, AP, I love you because you're so humble about what you can do and provide for the world.
Yep.
I am.
I am humble.
You're just...
God knows I'm humble.
You are. Of course you are. And that's what I find you so endearing. And, no, this is so tongue-in-cheek and sarcastic and humorous. You are, and I absolutely adore it. It's just perfect and just fits you like a T, and I absolutely pass through it, and oh my gosh, this is just great. And I'll be a bee. I'll join in your honey anytime you want. Because, of course,
thank you very much.
My lore for a reason.
No, thank you.
And not that it needs elaborating, but to be fair, I kind of set up the night for bragging about things like that. So he's well within the prompt for what he did. So I invited
him. Oh, well,
Not only that, he's in a reverse quadrant. So not only is he talking about one thing, he's bragging about another thing within the poem. I mean, he's double-blessing for what he can do.
I think they would rush him to hospital if he didn't, you know, brag at least a little bit. We've come to know and love. That's one of the things we've come to know and love about him. Isn't that right, Preaver?
It's not in a form.
It is a form.
It's a quatrain.
Reverse quatrain.
It's reversed. It is a reverse quatrain. So it's eight syllables, but the form goes the other way. The line goes the reverse way to what it's normally meant to go.
Because he's Australian.
Right.
That's probably right.
If you don't somebody investigates AP, if somebody was to investigate AP, what they would happen was they'd go, well, look at his phone record. He's on some conference call for over 2 hours almost every night of the week.
That's why I pay the all-you-can-eat for, you know, calling the U.S. Right. I can call as much as I like, and it costs me $20 a month. It's really cool.
There's a lot of money in poetry.
Hey, we solved the tanker problem, didn't we? We got that ship out of that freaking canal.
Are we back on the dunny again?
Yes.
Can you cover for AP, please?
Yeah, Suez Canal.
First of all, I love the way this opens. I absolutely love this the way this opens, because, you know, you admire those that are clever and funny, but it's hard to stay morose if your gift is to make money, because, you know, it may not buy love, it may not buy happiness, but it sure can buy a whole lot of entertainment to get your mind off of the blues. And absolutely love the way this played out. And at the end, it should have all go down the drain. You know, you've got those friends that hopefully, you know, hang out for more than that, honey. And but I love this. It's lighthearted and as well written as you always are. I would expect nothing less from you. And I got a kick out of it.
And everybody made money.
Sky was doing forms all night, so consider this one a gift, Sky.
Do you want me to comment? Is that what you
want? Yes.
That's kind of what I'm talking about.
Sorry, I have really bad social cues. Yeah, I have bad social cues. this is great. I loved it. My brain shuts off after 12. Please forgive me. This is a wonderful. I personally, you know, I think a gift of making money is a great idea, because that means that I can travel more and I'll be okay with that. And I really do like how much you travel, you know, but it isn't everything. But it is not a gift I would just throw away in the trash and say, oh, I don't need that.
Good. If you don't like your money, give it to me.
And I really do. I like the clever and funny bit too, because I think those are wonderful qualities. And yeah, that was really fun. If it's a form, what's the name of it?
Well, it is a quatern because it is eight syllables every line, and it does have the rotating line, the same line that goes through. But in a quatern, what happens is that rotating line starts at the first line, goes to the second, goes to the third, goes to the fourth. This is a reverse quatern because the line
starts at the
fourth
and
then goes third, second, and first.
Yeah, you've got to put it in the
author's note.
It's not real.
Yeah,
you've got to put it in the author's note. And it's real. And it's an excellent piece, AP. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
He put in the Aussie's notes.
All right, good. Now it's a form. You just put in the author's note.
I'll put the form in the author's note. Yes,
I'll do that. It's in the Aussie notes.
And you can just write anything down there, and it's true. It's like what Hatter says, I found it on the Internet, so it's true. You just put whatever you want in the author's notes,
that.
And it's true.
Like that. No, very true. So with that, and noting that Banjo Patterson is the guy in the hat on the $10 note. I am now disappearing stage left. Right. Have fun. Have a good show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rack. Have fun.
Yep.
Exit. Stage left.
Sky. Yeah. I see the sky.
And Sky, yeah. You are on the board.
So I was talking to Rack, and I said I do have a superhero poem that has to do with writers being a superhero, because all the superheroes are just characters written by superheroes. So it's not necessarily my superhero, although I do write a lot of characters, and there's a lot of characters in here that are mine, but he said to bring it. So I just listened, because I said it was a song, and then he said, Pretty Bird wants a song, so sing that one. And I said, okay. So that's what transpired. So here it is. And it's up at the top. I put it in your studio for you guys. It says Sky Crazy Ass Thing.
I got it.
Yeah.
So if you're ready, we go.
I'm ready. Oh, stalwart lines. A Name One Doth Know by Sky Dartholm. Oh, does a hero lie within strength of sword and shield? Or does it lie in the words an author does wield? Oh, rider of the morning sun, the storm has yet to come. In dark of night, stars do shine, though light is not there seen. With words that sing on highest tree, and lowest steps they've been. O shaden, stalwart lines, a name one doth know. From spring of sun and winter snow, a triumph of their foes. Lulay, lulay, Octavia sings, shifter of the arc. In dark a light she doth bring to seven realms that fade. Lulay, lulay, Kairava sings, born from Zara Springs. Lulay, lulay, Kalina sings, warden of the wood. Twins of soul, with earth thrills home, bound where they now lay. And does the hero lie within strength of sword and shield? Or does it lie in the words an author's ink and quill? For she doth grant its soul in heart with her will. O rider of the morning sun, the storm has yet to come. In dark of night, stars do shine, though light is not there seen. With words that sing on highest tree, and lowest depths they've been. Lulay, lulay, Claretta sings, scrawler and sage. With realms to find, a father's cry, spindle's key and age. Lulay, lulay, she hawk sings, on top of Beryl's grove. Redemption is there to find in the staff of gold. And does the hero lie within
strength of sword or quill, for is it not the author's thought that keeps them there still? Lulay, 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 the author sings. In dark of night, stars do shine, though light is not there seen. With words that sing on highest tree, and lowest steps there beam. O rider of the morning sun, lulay, lulay, lulay.
Wow. I'm so glad I forced you to... Oh, man. This is absolutely gorgeous. I love the idea. You know, the Hollywood has stolen this idea about the writer being the motivating person. You know, all I've picture, you know, scenes where they're like running into rooms full of typewriters that are writing out the stories of the people in the movie and things like that. I forget which one it was that there was specifically a room full of typewriters that were doing that. But, you know, the whole idea that the writer's the one that's really controlling the story. I think they did it with, what's his name? Inkheart. And I can't remember the dumbass's name. Starred in that one, Brandon Fraser. Yes, I can remember his name. Oh God. I love this idea. And you know, you say it's not your superpower, but you know the way you write and knowing from some of what I've read on my own and from you actually telling me that a bunch of these characters that you mentioned are your characters, and you know that you were also. And I'm going to give it away that you were also partially influenced by, I want to say, The Hobbits by the Tolkien songs. So, this is absolutely gorgeous, Sky. Absolutely gorgeous. You stole the night with this. I really think this is beautiful. This is amazing. And I'm going to give Pretty Bird a chance to espouse probably half of what I said in much more eloquent words.
I don't know about how eloquent I am. First, let's say hi to Miss Deborah Lee.
Hey, Deb.
Hey, Rack. Hey, everyone.
Deb. What's he, Deb?
Hello.
I remember this song, and I still love it, and I am still wildly impressed because you write beautifully, and now you're here singing and writing music, and you're like a jack of all creative trades, and so I'm expecting some artwork at some point. And because you draw too, right?
I do. I dabble. I like to paint.
So you're a unicorn. You're just all sparkly and fabulous.
Well, I'm really bad at math. And anything math is really bad.
Okay. So those who say that math is art lie, unless they're talking about music. But this is just awesome, awesome, awesome. And there you are singing with that sweet voice. I am not that brave, so you get extra, extra kudos for that. And I just find you absolutely amazing. I love the story. I love the author's notes. I'm waiting to read everything at some point, so put me on that list when you need readers because I am so there. And I'm just all kinds of impressed with you. Oh, no, thank you, because it was a treat.
And Sweet Pea, what do you...
Brock said if I didn't bring it, he would be mad for you. So he was very adamant about me bringing it for you, actually.
I said she would be disappointed.
I know.
Oh, I am never disappointed with any kind of serenade. Even if the serenade isn't for me, I'm not disappointed. I'm just glad to listen.
Well, that was the word I used. I said you would be disappointed if you didn't hear it. But anyway. Sweet Pea, can you comment for Sky?
I might actually like the Hobbit movies if they were like this.
That's like the best thing ever.
That was freaking awesome. Beautiful.
Get over the
haunting, gorgeous.
I'll watch it with you.
Thank
downwing,
you.
Downwing,
down. It's not the Hobbit movies. It's that J.R. Tolkien does a lot of like bards and singing and songs in his books, and that's the inspiration because he does a lot of things in with his books. Yeah. Thank you, sweet.
You're welcome.
And one day I'm going to tie you down and we're going to watch all the Lord of the Rings, whether you like it or not, and the Hobbit.
I've watched them twice.
You'll like them when you watch them with me.
Okay.
Especially if you tie her down. Addie,
I'll be there.
Unfortunately, Wayne, the party's not for us. Hatter, can you comment for Sky, please?
Yeah, I missed the performance, but I didn't watch any of the Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings until they had the marathons, and I got to see from the beginning to the end and see all of them and together, which was sort of neat. I was unable to. I had to go take care of something. I didn't hear your phone. Sorry, guy.
That's okay.
Well, we're sorry you missed it, bro. Deb, did you get to hear it?
I did, yeah. And it's actually my second time getting to hear it. And I have to say, I don't know what time period it is, but you know how if there was a fair maiden standing in the room singing, and then there was someone in the immediate vicinity with, it's not really guitar, but they would be strumming, like, gently the singing, the chanting feel of it. I think that you captured a time period with your voice and the melody you chose to sing that in. And I still think it's every bit as brilliant as I did the first time.
Thank you, Deb.
Yeah.
I did try to get that back time period. I appreciate you catching that. Thank you.
I'm going to give away another one of her secrets to get the tone, the melody. She actually wrote piano but didn't include it in her song.
Maybe next time.
Oh, no.
She's not that brave, apparently. Maybe we'll get Becky to accompany her on piano. All right. Are you and here for the until the end, Deb, or are you gonna?
I didn't get to come
yep.
in. I don't get to comment.
You want to? you commented enough under your breath, you dirty old man. You.
Oh man, I did do a lot of commenting. Man, every word of two.
Go ahead, Wayne. Let her have it.
After hearing Sky's voice, he just kills me. I wrote, "My superhero lies in the sky. Look up in the sky. It's sky. Sky is so high. Sky is doesn't lie. If I could be sky, I would be a superhero. The sky is always above everybody. But that doesn't mean the sky can sing. Great job."
Thank you, Wayne. And I put your VP up on the board.
Awesome. It's like you're reading my mind.
You're up, sweet. You're also on mute, I think. Oh, there you are. Okay.
No, I'm here. This is Unravel in Grand Larceny. Like freckles on a leopard, when you see me. Skeleton keeper for the underbelly of society. Sweet with steel to the whisper, never whistle. Dirty deeds reap deliciously, swirled in peaches and cream. Secrets run silent, buried in the unconscious of the deep. Contradictions of conformity unwrapped in grand larceny. Pied Piper notes sensibility plays serious melody. 9-inch nails on a chalkboard screech, blissful insanity. Merry-go-round, pony, go-round, and daydream land. Light bulb dimmed yellow and window-shaped wall. Owls hoot at sunrise, wolves cry and doves call. Mama holds the children, Papa throws the gun. Scoopy's voice rides the airwaves. The world is hailed and calm. A tale of suspense unwound. A bated breath, we gasp and scream. Another nightmare. Scoopy is. My superpower is to see through and turn to the dust.
Wow. The things that you do. Wow. Sleepy, 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 sleepy. You always do this to me. I don't know. Save me, pretty bird, save me.
You know, she ain't wrong. She knows herself very gosh darn well. You know, she's as sweet as can be. And her name suits her. And then you read her, you know, sacrificing children and bloody messes, you know, feeding people their own bones and all the stuff she writes and scaring the crap out of people and making them cry on the air. You know, so she's got such evil, but she's still sweet.
Thank you.
See,
you're welcome.
I guess I'm
blind. I think it's absolutely fabulous. You live for that touch of evil. Who are you kidding?
Oh, it's more macabre than evil. Deb, what do you think?
Well, for starters, I really missed her voice while she was away all week, last week, just saying. And then this poem. I love the beginning. Like freckles on a leopard blend into the scenery, skeleton keykeeper for the underbelly of society, sweet lips sealed with a whisper, never whistle. That's true. But I liked it, the metaphors that you used in here. I think you did a great job throughout. And at the closing, Sweet Pea's voice rides the airwaves. The world inhales and claims. A tale of suspense unwinds. With bated breath, we gasp and scream. Another nightmare Sweet Pea brings. But the thing is, and why you're so magic at darkness, Sweet, is because when you're done freaking us out and bringing us those screams and nightmares, we thank you for it. That's talent. Awesome poem.
Thank you.
See, it's like what Pretty Bird was saying about her mama being able to tell someone off and have them walk away with a smile. Wayne, can you give Sweet Pea a comment?
Yes, I will. I said, I'm not sure why, but I'm turned on. Sweet has a tell of suspense. Sweet has a tell of suspense, and her legs aren't bad either. And my breath is bated, and I inhale while his sweet lips filled with a whisper, and I always whistle. I love you, Sweet. Great job.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Ian.
And Hatter.
Hatter dropped.
Oh, okay. I guess that leaves us. Okay.
That leaves us.
Miss Sky, can you comment for Sweet Pea, please?
Wait for one more. Sweet Pea, I miss you. And I thought this was wonderful. And I have to agree with everybody. I have to agree with Deb specifically, too. Really, thank you. But every time you read your darkness, like I love your dark pieces. And every time, I mean, like half the time you read, I'm like torn between like inappropriate feelings and like darkness, and I'm like, well, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel, but I really like this, but I don't think I should because it's really dark. So I'm like torn between that. I'm torn between this is so damn good and dark, you know, like brilliant, brilliant. So I'm always half and half. It might be the way you read. It might be because I have an affinity for darkness. And I have no idea what it is, but I think this is so true that
you know, in a way where Deb is saying we thank you afterwards. We're just, I don't know, maybe we're just all a little crazy, but when you read your dark pieces, I smile throughout the whole thing. I'm just like, wow, this is great. I don't know if something's wrong with me, but I really, really love this. So I think you couldn't have picked a better talent and a better gift that you have for us to give us, because we definitely do enjoy it. And then this, of course, was no difference with the skeleton key and the sweet lip seal that whispers never whistle, which I thought was really, really clever. And then, of course, you've got all these bits of alliteration thrown out into this piece. Dirty deeds read deliciously. Really, really love that. And there was even a little bit of slight rhyme, interline rhyme there, which was really nice too. And then the Pied Piper as well, because, you know, the lore of the Pied Piper is so wonderfully dark in itself. The idea of like this little guy coming around and stealing children in the dark. So even in that mention of that kind of thing, that you know, you are like that, but with all us here on All Poetry, is kind of, I thought, was pretty clever as well. And then again, bringing in the nighttime with the owls and giving that nuance to the end. I thought this was quite beautifully dark, as always, and a wonderful done.
Thank you, my dear.
And you're not crazy. You're not crazy, Sky. The girl sits there with that silky voice and reads darkness like bedtime stories.
Yeah,
well,
she
I
has a
say,
way.
I need to take this opportunity to say good night and thank you for having me. Sorry I was so late. I was not expecting a phone call, and then I got one, and I couldn't leave the phone call. So thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for stopping by and bringing treats. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
We always love your company.
Thanks, Sky.
Have a good night.
Good night, Sky.
Good night, Sky.
And we got Bud up on the board.
And he needs a reader.
Now, yeah, the question is, Deb, you want to read for Bud?
Sure. Okay, it's called Super Paddywhack by Budo. Have no fear. Super Paddywhack is here to wash your dirty dishes, launder holy underwear. I'll shampoo the rugs, get rid of illegal drugs, shine dull leather shoes, and pay long overdues. Wash imported cars, tune the acoustic guitar, cook kids' vegan meals, and wind the glockenspiel. And best of all, if you're mad, 'cause your hubby's bad, I will knick-knack, daddy smack, or my name's not Super Paddywhack.
And give a dog a bone.
I like that he made it into a superhero. Oh, man. It's like cheating husband, or I don't know how I would even describe this person that he's this is cool. Oh, man, he's got, you know, I for some reason my mind is going to the Mrs. Doubtfire, where he's dressed up and doing all the stuff, you know, like the woman of the house, even though he's not the woman, you know, just, you know, all the chores and getting everything done and everything. This is cool, Bud. Oh, man. And it just makes me madder and madder that you don't show up. You know I love you, kid. Let me get you a couple of comments from the ladies. And Wayne, let's start with Wayne. Go ahead, Wayne. Tell Bud what you think.
Well, what I said, he's my superhero. I love me some daddy smack Super Patty Whack. Come by about 9 o'clock in the morning and you're hired.
That's what wife's
doing. That's daddy smack. You're killing me, Wayne. Oh, my goodness.
I love me some daddy smack.
Go ahead, Pretty Bird. Can you comment?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I love that. Yeah, I was like, how do we summon a superhero? Because I need his services. This is awesome. I mean,
I'm not sure if he meant holy with the E as in it has holes or holy as in blessed, but you know, so long as I don't have to wash the undies, I'm good. This is adorable. And the whole knickknack daddy smack, I'm all this old man, he played one, and now, and I can't get it out of my head. It's an earworm now, just playing back there. I absolutely,
oh, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I am just absolutely loving the lightheartedness of this. This is just awesome.
Okay. Sweet Pea, can you comment for Bud?
Sweet Pea dropped.
Oh. Deb, you read it. What'd you?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. I had to try and put a veil over and not giggle. I was trying to make it sound serious as I was gone and finding it very funny. And I think you did an excellent job. As a matter of fact, I saved it. I love the concept. I love the wording and the giggle that he gave us all. The ending, because your hubby's bad. I will knick-knack, daddy-smack, or my name's not Super Paddywhack. I mean, the ending is, like, too much. I loved it. Honored to read it.
You did a good job not giggling, too, Deb. You kept your composure well. I don't know.
Thank you. It's hard.
Yeah. All right. What do we got, like, one left, Pretty Bird?
We have Deb and announcements. That's it.
Yeah, one. So, Deb, you get to close out the show with your superpower.
Mine is so corny. I had a really hard time with this one, I must say. I'm not good in any way, shape, or form of trying to, I guess, sing my own praises. So it was really hard.
I understand.
Again, I say it's corny, but I didn't want to not contribute. So here we go. It's called As I Color the World, I Always Forgive and Rarely Forget. Here we go. I wear my superpower in my ear, in a sponge absorbing things I hear. And in that sponge, all that I see marked a world with colors for me. My crayons share periwinkle and pink, tangerine purple and cornflower blue. If I can aid as the gray shrouds shrink, then I'll color the sky in cobalt for you. But if the shadows burst onto the view, covering the goldenrod hue with ebony, the red rage in the crayon show up too, calling out the pond scum my eyes see. End poem.
Wow. I like that. That's the sponge in your ear and your signature crayon filled this out with the perfect shades. It's not lame at all. I mean, it's a lot of your personality, which is not lame. I mean, and the idea of being, you know, strong when you need to be and angry when you deserve to be. Is not easy a lot of times because, you know, more often than not, people roll over. And it does take, you know, a strength to be able to pull that out when you need to, because more, you know, some people in the name of avoiding conflict just, you know, walk away too easily and let the person get away with it. Or, you know, it feels like they do. They don't really. But, you know, again, that's more of a universal karma type thing than anything, in my opinion. But yeah, I really like this. This is cool, Deb. I don't see this being lame at all. Yeah,
it felt corny. Everything I tried to write, it was just like I suck at it. So I went with the simplest thing, which I, you know. I do color everything. If you look, even my sensual rights have crayons, so I guess I really am the queen of crayons. I am the Crayola poet.
Which isn't a bad thing to be known for. Wayne, can you comment?
Thank you.
Yes, I can comment.
I said, Deb is a superhero with her life-giving rays of color. You have rescued me more this year than Batman ever did. Great job, Deb. I love this one. Good job.
Oh, thank you, Wayne.
Slid down the bat pole. And Pretty Bird, you got the last comment on this.
You know, here's the thing. Colors are pretty, but there's so much more than that. And to not be afraid to use those darker tones or those sensual tones or those ones that don't paint things shiny and glassy and gloss over things, it is the true test of an artist. You know, people tend to look at poetry, if they don't use it to purge, they want a little something that is, you know, light and pretty and takes them outside of themselves. But you paint across the board. You use those colors in some unexpected ways sometimes, and it helps people see a clear image and feel a clear emotion because they come with feelings. And it takes a lot of, I was going to say courage, but it's not just courage. It's courage and talent to be able to not be afraid to use them all and use them freely. So I don't think it's corny at all. Not even a little bit.
Oh, well, thank you, Pre-Bird.
You're welcome.
And I know you got a couple of shows coming up this week if you want to plug some happenings.
Sure. Tomorrow's open poetry at 9 p.m. Eastern with Lady A. It's open poetry, and if you – I don't know if anyone remembers, but a couple weeks back she was sick and had to cancel a show, and at the time she had some silly facts from history, and some of us wrote for those silly facts. She's not going to redo the topic, so if you did write, maybe bring that one. I wrote one about mooning. Yes, pulling your pants down and mooning people. Anyway, so I added that to the board. But if you didn't write to that topic, bring whatever. And on Thursday, did my suite already say that it's the final of her? Okay, it's her Once Upon a Time conclusion of the three-part series. So most of us have already written because that was a last-minute problem with her computer. So check the board and see if you're already on it. And Friday was going to be the man cave, but Stephen has to work Saturday. So it will either be no show or it'll be Hatter, depending on how he makes out at an appointment that he has that day. More than likely, at 11 p.m., he'll just do some open poetry, bring something and read for him.
Friday.
Oh, and sorry, we are doing Unrhyme, and the topic is orange. AP says Unrhyme because orange is too hard to rhyme. So, thank you.
I thought he said nothing rhymes with orange, but I'm glad you said that. Because there are actually two words, and I'm not going to send anyone scurrying to the dictionary, but there are actually two words that rhyme with orange. And that's
near rhymes, like porridge or
sporange is to do with spores, as in mushrooms.
It's a sac that produces spores. And there's another word, and of course now it went out of my head. It's a mountain in Wales. It's like Brorange or Blorange. It's a mountain in Wales that is also rhymes with orange. But yeah.
They are not normal words, jargon and locations and not found in everyday language. So, you know.
Yeah. And one other little bit of trivia about it, and I'm proud, they'll probably bring this up on this show too. Eminem actually wrote a song that has the word that rhymes with orange also. So that's in pop culture somewhere. That did Eminem read the dictionary to find a word that rhymes with orange? So, yeah, there's a song out there with whatever word that he did to rhyme with orange. And I don't know if it's one of the two words that we mentioned or if it's what you were talking about, which I believe they call a slant rhyme, which is like a near rhyme. But anyway, yeah, it's definitely an interesting topic, and you know, leave it to AP to use his word choices, that you can't jump on him and say you're wrong, because he ain't. It's difficult to rhyme, but it's not impossible. Anyway, yeah, there's a couple of words like that. But anyway, I just want to take this time to thank everyone, Deb especially, because we wouldn't be here for her if it weren't for her. And Kevin for giving us a place to hang out. You know, he deserves an honorable mention, you know, every once in a while. And I can't do this. Couldn't have done that without Pretty Bird, because, you know, my eyes are shot and, you know, trying to run the studio and do everything else, let people in the door, would never happen without her. And of course, her ability to dump stuff on the board is another superpower of hers. She makes it possible for me to stand here and look pretty. But anyway. Yeah, and I'd like to thank everybody that wrote for me, called in, supported us on the board. You know, I try and name everybody, but you always end up leaving someone out. But, you know, I got to say, you know, shout out to Hatter and AP for calling in, and Wayne for hanging out and putting up with us, and Sweet Pea and Bud for writing, and let's see, who are Stephen and Kay, of course. I know I'm going to end up leaving someone out. I know Sky. Uh-huh. Sky,
there you go.
of course, Deb wrote too, so she gets, you know, double credit, double points. Okay, who am I leaving out? I know I'm leaving someone out.
Sweet. Stephen K, AP Hatter, Sky, Wayne, Pretty Bird, me. I think you got everybody.
There you go. Look at that.
My superpower for the evening, total recall. We'll see how long that lasts. It was a fun topic, and you know, like you said, Deb, it's not the easiest thing in the world to talk about yourself. Sometimes a lot of people have a problem with it, and it was meant to be lighthearted and fun. You know, I specifically was thinking of that movie moment when you're watching a movie and, you know, the guy does something that makes, you know, the woman's jaw drop, and you know, he lowers his voice and says, "That's my superpower," you know, and meanwhile he's talking about making breakfast or something. You know, it was just meant to be very lighthearted and fun, and give you a chance to brag. And you know, if you go back and you listen to the playback, you'll hear some braggadocious words. It was a lot of fun, and thank you for making this possible, and thank everybody for calling in and supporting us. Tune in to tomorrow for Open Poetry with Lady A.
Great show.
Good night.
Absolutely. Good night.
Love and respect.